Days a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over the flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not. For behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them.
I hate to break up this lovely time, but Grandma, do you think maybe dinner's almost ready?
It might be. Let's go check.
We just read the Christmas story and sang carols as a family. Can you believe it?
No. For once, my expectations and reality were one and the same. When does that ever happen?
In your world, I'm guessing very rarely.
You're right. It's hard being a woman with great expectations. It creates anxiety.
For you and me.
So when I feel anxious, I promise I won't live in the past. You know, imagining Benjamin and Ava are still my little pumpkins. But do you think I could live in the future just once in a while?
What are you thinking? Wait, I think I know. You're thinking of grandchildren?
Hey, look at you. You actually read my mind. Okay, just close your eyes with me.